Here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm happy to be with you again this morning, just after 8 o'clock here up at UBC campus in lovely Vancouver on this lovely Tuesday morning. And you're listening to Given the Boot, which is an hour and a half of Italian, mostly folk music. This is Riccardo Tesi from his album Presente Remoto, featuring the wonderful sax playing of Daniele Seppi. We'll be back in a minute with some more music. Buongiorno, benvenuti a Given the Boot. Sono Linda Bull e questa è un'ora e mezza di musica italiana, soprattutto musica folk, musica etnica, ma anche di altri generi, tipo anche il jazz a volte. Infatti ultimamente mi sta succedendo che sto ascoltando molta musica jazz, anche grazie al fatto che ho conosciuto dei musicisti straordinari italiani, dei jazzisti, ultimamente in Italia, e così sono stata... diciamo, mi hanno regalato dei dischi e così ve li posso proporre anche qua sulla trasmissione. E infatti ieri sera sono andata a vedere Aldemiola con il New World Sinfonia, con il grande fisarmonicista Fausto Beccalossi, ed è stato un concerto molto bello. Lui, Fausto, è un genio della fisarmonica, e infatti è stato molto bello di vederlo suonare per la prima volta dal vivo. E così, per ricordare, diciamo, questo evento, vorrei farvi sentire un pezzo che viene da un nuovo disco che mi ha regalato un pianista italiano, Oscar Del Barba. Oscar e Fausto spesso lavorano insieme e hanno fatto un disco trio con un altro grande musicista che si chiama Guido Bombardieri, e si chiama Ituar Trio, della casa discografica Velut Luna, ed è un bellissimo disco trio con Oscar al pianoforte, Fausto al fisarmonica e Guido ai fiati, quindi clarinetti e sassofoni. Vi farò sentire un pezzo che è stato scritto da Oscar e si chiama Sul fiume. Oscar Del Barba, Fausto Beccalossi e Guido Bombardieri, Ituar Trio. Thank you. Che cosa stupenda, un bellissimo brano del Ituar Trio con Oscar Del Barba pianoforte, Guido Bombardieri fiati e Fausto Beccolossi fisarmonica. That's a fantastic new album I received from Oscar. Thank you very much, Oscar. From the Velvet Luna label from Italy, Ituar Trio, a great beautiful folky jazz album. And it's got a very nifty cover, actually, too, with this beautiful, smooth, look like river stones, and then the three flags of the three different countries which the name of the trio comes from, Ituar, Italy, the USA, and Argentina. And in the liner notes, Oscar says that it came about because of the three musicians, different influences, I guess, including, you know, jazz music from the US, Argentinian folk music, and also the fantastic music of Italy. And that was called Sul Fiume, On the River. A beautiful, beautiful track there to start off the day, a little bit of jazzy folk music. It's 8:15 here on Give 'Em the Boot, and I was just playing that because I had gone to see the Aldo Miola New World Symphonia last night that featured the accordion player from that group called Fausto Beccolossi. It was wonderful to finally see him play live. He has this fantastic technique where he whistles while he plays, or he sings while he plays, does both of those things. The whistling is otherworldly. He whistles at an octave, usually a distance from what he's playing, and he manages to create this very strange but beautiful ethereal sound. It's initially it's difficult to tell what it is that you're listening to, and then you realize that it's this whistle. And he often also sings, not necessarily singing any words in particular, type of scat singing, I guess you'd like to call it, not quite bebop, but anyway, if you haven't heard that before, I recommend maybe checking out some of the work he's done with Simone Guiducci and the Gramolo Ensemble, and also he has many other recordings that he's played on. He plays with many people, and he's on tour with Aldo Meola in BC right now. Actually, they played last night for the Coastal Jazz Vancouver International Jazz Festival at the Centre, and tonight they are playing in Victoria. If you want to go over to Victoria, you didn't get a chance to see them last night in Vancouver, and then they're going back east, I think Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, that type of thing. And another Italian musician, or actually a duo that are coming to play on Friday night here in Vancouver as part of the Jazz Fest again, is Enrico Rava, fantastic trumpeter originally from Trieste, and he is playing with Stefano Bollani. They have a duo called, everyone calls them Rava Bollani, and Stefano Bollani is a young, wonderful pianist, and Enrico Rava is one of the grandfathers of the jazz trumpet in Italy. And they'll be playing at the Centre for the Performing Arts here in Vancouver on Friday night, opening for Kurt Elling. So if you'd like to check out coastaljazz.ca, you can buy tickets, or just if you want to find out more information, you can probably do that online. So to go now from that wonderful, soft, very ethereal beginning to a little bit of music of other Italians who are going to be coming to town. I'm going to have the pleasure of presenting, helping to translate for and basically just to help out a Sardinian group called Tenores di Neonelli, who are coming to the Mission Folk Music Festival in a few weeks' time. They're also doing a free show here in Vancouver on Thursday the 23rd of July, and I can give you more information about that in a moment. I'm going to play a little track here that is from an album that the group did a few years back with a jazz musician, Paolo Vinaccia, who lives in Scandinavia, but he does a lot of interesting stuff, and he did this album with the Tenores di Neonelli. And at the very beginning of this song, you can hear them in Sardinian saying, "We are the Tenores di Neonelli, and we have come to sing for you." This is a track called Mutos from an album entitled Mbara Boom, Paolo Vinaccia and the Tenores di Neonelli.
Venido da Neonelli pro cantare in questo bello zitto illuminato. Circondato pro gusto bello scanto de ammirare. Prontamente devimmo salutare e perdonare si de musifato. Cantende de su vane sas ispigas pro rinnovare sas cosas antigas. Bella e attonata, questo strumento antico de valore va che su ballo con sa serenata. Ma
ah.
bella perdona questo cantatore, si ricanta sa fanno e su dolore, cosa ho che me lo dica.
Dejin, cicciricci fa Dejin. E o Dejin fa cicciricci, quando lo chiamano vola vani. E o Dejin fa cicciricci, quando lo chiamano vola vani.
Ai uova lo mercato, ma mi accatto una iadina. E caccaraccappa la iadina. E cicciricci lo bordicino. E lo bordicino va cicciricci, quando lo chiamano bolivari. Lo bordicino va cicciricci, quando lo chiamano bolivari.
Andai allo mercato per cattare noi a duzzi. Cucurucco fa lo yaduz, caccaracca fa la yadina, cicciricci fa bordicin. E o bordicino fa cicciricci, quando lo chiamano bolivani. E o bordicino fa cicciricci, quando lo chiamano bolivani.
E lo bordicino va cincerinci, quando lo chiamano bolivari. Lo bordicino va cincerinci, quando lo chiamano bolivari.
Andai allo mercato per cattare una giummetta. Etta etta la giummetta, arra arra la chitarra. Cucurucco fa lo yaduz, caccaracca fa la yadina. Cicciricci fa o bordicino, e o bordicino fa cicciricci, quando lo chiamano bolivani. E o bordicino fa cicciricci, quando lo chiamano bolivani.
Aio dallo mercato me ne catto un tammureggio. E dove lo tammureggio, etta etta la giummetta. Arra arra la chitarra, e cucurucco fa lo yaduz, e caccaracca fa la yadina, e cicciricci lo bordicino. E lo bordicino fa cicciricci, quando lo chiamano bolivari. Lo bordicino fa cicciricci, quando lo chiamano bolivari.
That is a fantastic group from Rome who do Sicilian music. They're called Una Vantaluna. And that's a track called Upudicino. They are five musicians generally. Pietro Cernuto on zampogna a pari, friscaletto, percussioni e voce. Zampogna is a type of bagpipe. Friscaletto is a type of reed, let's say cane whistle, like a tin whistle but made from cane, of course, percussions and voice. There are other members, Carmelo Cacciola, who plays a type of lute, guitar and other instruments, Luca Centamore, who is also a guitarist and percussionist, Andrea Piccioni, who plays tamborello, a type of Sicilian tambourine, percussion, and also this wonderful instrument, the marranzano, which is type of, I guess in English, maybe like jaw harp. Arnaldo Vacca also plays tamborello. And they are influenced by a lot of southern Italian, you know, particularly traditional Sicilian music, like music of Rosa Balestreri, Alfio Antico, Fratelli Mancuso, and just generally traditional folk music and storytellers and, you know, all sorts of great music. If you want to find out a little bit more about Una Vantaluna, you can check out their website. Also, I have a link on my MySpace page. So just a reminder, myspace.com/givetheboot if you want to become a friend of Give 'em the Boot. Feel free to join up there at MySpace. I'd love to have you on board. And you could, that way you can find out also, I always post the playlists of what's going on in the Italian music stuff that I'm playing, so that you know if you want to buy a CD, you know what it's called and how to spell it. Also, don't forget that you can listen to podcasts anytime here on CITR 101.9 FM. And you just need to go to citr.ca and click on the Schedules and Podcasts link. You'll find my show, Give 'em the Boot, listed there on Tuesday mornings. And by clicking on that link, you'll be able to download or listen to any of, I think, probably the last 3 or 4 months of shows, which is really great in case you don't get a chance to listen while it's happening. So that was Una Vantaluna. Before that, a really interesting, another interesting wind player. I'm not 100% sure of the pronunciation of this, unfortunately. He is from Armenia, and his name is Jivan Gasparian, and has a wonderful musician who plays this instrument in Italian. Well, the song was called Il Bolero del Piffero, type of wooden or cane flute, and he's considered, you know, just one of the greatest players of this instrument in Armenian folklore. And I was just reading a little bit about him. He is definitely been doing a lot of fusion stuff. This album, that the track I played comes off, is from the Tribù Italica series from Molise in the southern part of Italy, and it's him along with a bunch of other musicians who actually aren't listed in the title there, doing this track, Il Bolero del Piffero. Started off that set with Paolo Vinaccia and I Tenores di Neoneli with Mutos, it was called, from the album Mbaraboom, a great combination of jazz and traditional Sardinian vocal style of the Canto ai Tenores. And those guys will be playing in Vancouver on Thursday, the 23rd of July. And I will post more information about that actually on the MySpace page too. And if you want to find out more, feel free to email me, givetheboot@gmail.com, or call me here in the studio, 604-822-2487. And there we go. It is 8:35, 36, something like that. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and it's Give 'em the Boot, an hour and a half of Italian folk music. What have we got for you now? What did I bring? I'm just have a little look here. I have my trusty iPod, which has 10,000 songs on it, and I thought I'd lost all of them last week when I plugged it into my computer and it came up blank, which was not very fun. But apparently they're all there, which is good to hear. Let's go to another part of Italy now, and this is the Occitanian speaking part in the northwest of Italy, and a group called Ludolfin, and here's a track off their album called Virasoles, and it's Galerian.
Galerian de los galeros din la villa de Tulum. na fradde tutos los gueros, escapadde cul prigund.
De acoges lo dol, dol de ganar la presunión. Aparecimos, aparecum, pare caún a que esto vio. Mita y gasierlo viaje lento, perguero gente treva. Appa de gloria di lucor, dana de la deriva. Rem, cadeno rem, cadeno rem. I nostri giusti in bambin curolisare, l'esteloniero di Galeria. Ren, cadeno ren, cadeno ren, i nostri giusti in bambin curolisare, l'esteloniero di Galeria. Rosa cos la mar, io mi ricordo chi se perde, lei era il più mio paese, la gente pralombra di arco, penso il villaggio abbandona, ploro la remembranza, penso a Matteo scagasa dal perrei che franzo, rem, cadeno rem, i nostri giurze un buon fin puro l'usare, l'esteloniero di Galeria. Rem, cadeno rem, i nostri giurze un buon fin puro l'usare, l'esteloniero di Galeria. Rai cos lo dol, dol di gagnala presunino, apparecemo qua di sum, fare caoma che sto vio, mi pega sierlo viaje lento, perghero e petrevos, crepo un girallo me rebel, al cor della derivio, rem, cadeno rem, cadeno rem, i nostri giurse va fin curo l'usare, l'esteloniero di Galeria. Rem, cadeno rem, i nostri giurse va fin curo l'usare, l'esteloniero di Galeria.
Restammo immobili a guardar la sera e le acque stese fra la città e la spiaggia, lastricate dal riflesso del cielo.
Thank you.
colli euganei che dal lido sembrano un grumo di isole appuntite. Come se terra e mare si sciogliessero in un lago di fuoco, parvero torreggiare. E fiamme di luce rendevano le loro vette trasparenti.
Deus sabe, meu amor, sobre Jesus.
That was Cesare Picco and Orchestra from an interesting album of the same name. And Cesare Picco is a composer and pianist who improvises. He is from Northern Italy, and I actually believe he's based there in Milan. And he often works with, in fact, the reason why I got the CD is through a producer, a sound guy who is also an electronic music artist who plays with Cesare Tacchetto is his name. And that's a beautiful live album from Japan, and that track was called Ottobre. It seems like he plays a lot in Japan. I think he's very big there. And I didn't mean to make a joke about that, big in Japan. Before Cesare Picco was Calicanto, a group who do folk music from the Veneto region, the region in the north, which Venice is a part of. And they do a lot of regional folk research. They are made up of a number of musicians, including Roberto Tombesi, who plays many, many instruments, Giancarlo Tombesi as well, Claudia Ferronato with that splendid voice of hers, Francesco Gannassin, very Venetian name, Gabriele Coltri and Paolo Vidaic. Interesting group, Calicanto. They've been around for quite some time. In fact, that album is called Isole Senza Mar, and the track is Approdo. But they also have an album which is their 25th anniversary album, that was released in 2006. If you're interested to know more, check out calicanto.it and you can find out more about that wonderful group. They have a lot of albums. And started off with Lou Dolphin, another interesting group from the provinces of Turin and Cuneo in the north of Italy. They have a linguistic minority there, which is the Occitanian language, and that's about 180,000 people who speak this language, and it's I think it's shared with other parts of France as well. Ludafin.it is the name of the group, and it's a very interesting sound that they have. They use the hurdy-gurdy in there, which is a cool instrument, not that commonly used. It is in folk music for sure, but not something that you hear every day. And again, all of these groups you can find links to from my MySpace page, so myspace.com/givetheboot. And what am I wanting to tell you now? Oh, of course, I think we need to hear a little bit of information about the AMS here at UBC. So hold on 1 second. We'll be back with some more music in a minute.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
And not to forget, too, that the Vancouver International Jazz Festival is on, up and running. It started on the 26th, which was just on the weekend, and it's going for 10 days. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Don't forget this Friday night, Enrico Rava, Stefano Bollani opening for Kurt Elling at the Center for the Performing Arts. And what else is on? I think not so long ago, just this last week, I went to see a couple of films at a fantastic, what's the word? I can't even think of it in English. Rassegna di film italiani. It was an Italian film festival of the women of Italian cinema that was being hosted by the Pacific Cinematheque and in conjunction with the Italian Institute of Culture. Fantastic. I got to see some very... Well, I got to see some great films, some very weird films. And speaking of things that are going on, let me have a little look here at the Italian Institute of Culture Actually, there are a couple of films left in the Signore e Signore Festival. It's finishing tomorrow, apparently. So if you want to check out what's going on, check out the Cinematheque's website. And you can see, you won't miss it, because there's this beautiful poster of Sophia Loren in this gorgeous red dress. The cinema, what's happening? Actually, next, well, Friday night, Enrico Rava, Stefano Bolani, double bill. And I think tickets are available at coastaljazz.ca and probably Ticketmaster as well. A few other things going to be happening around town for sure. And the Italian Cultural Centre has always got lots of good things going on too. And I can tell you a little bit more about that in a second. And what else is happening? There's all sorts of folk festivals and, yeah, music festivals happening in July. I'm looking forward to that. And don't forget tomorrow, of course, Canada Day, so there'll be lots of free things happening around the city. And for the Italian Cultural Centre, they are having some events in July, which in July and August, I guess, there's a little bit less going on than usual. But if you want to find out, italianculturalcentre.ca, and they can tell you everything about their things. Obviously, you know, shut down a little bit during the summer, but I'm sure you can find lots to do. All right, then. I am going to play a little bit of a fun track here. I don't know why this came into my head this morning when I was on the bus, and I don't listen to Jovanotti that much, but I do every now and then, and this is one of the songs that I really like. It's got a great groove, and it's a really interesting take on people who, it's called Gente della Notte, People of the Night, and he's talking about how he's a DJ and he works, you know, the night shift, so to speak, and never goes to bed before 6 a.m. and it's always interesting to see the type of characters that are hanging out in the discos and in the streets of Rome or Milan or wherever in the night. And that's a pretty old song, probably from 15 or 20 years ago, actually. It's from a collection of his, a compilation from 1990 to 1995. And here it is, Jovanotti with Gente della Notte.
La notte è più bella, si vive meglio, per chi fino alle 5 non conosce sbadiglio, e la città riprende fiato e sembra che dorma, e il buio la trasforma e gli cambia forma, e tutto è più tranquillo, tutto è vicino, e non esiste traffico e non c'è casino, almeno quello brutto, quello che stressa, la gente della notte è sempre la stessa, ci si conosce tutti, come in un paese. Sempre le stesse facce, mese dopo mese, e il giorno cambia leggi e cambia governi, e passano l'estate, passano gli inverni, la gente della notte sopravvive sempre, nascosta nei locali, confusa tra le ombre. La gente della notte fa lavori strani, certi nascono oggi e finiscono domani, baristi, spacciatori, puttane, giornalai, poliziotti, travestiti, gente in cerca di guai, padroni di locali, spogliarelliste, camionisti, metrorotte, ladri e giornalisti, fornai e pasticceri, fotomodelle, di notte le ragazze sembrano tutte belle. E a volte becchi una in discoteca, la rivedi la mattina e ti sembra una strega. La notte fa il suo gioco e serve anche a quello, a far sembrare tutto, tutto un po' più bello. Parlare in una macchina davanti a un portone, e alle 4:30 fare colazione con i cornetti caldi e il caffè latte, e quando sorge il sole dire buonanotte, leggere il giornale prima di tutti, sapere in anteprima tutti i fatti belli e brutti. Di notte le parole scorrono più lente, però è molto più facile parlare con la gente, conoscere le storie, ognuno originale, sapere che nel mondo nessuno è normale, avrà qualcosa che ti potrà insegnare, gente molto diversa di ogni colore. fosse la notte e gli voglio bene, che vedo tante albe e pochissime mattine, la notte mi ha adottato e mi ha dato un lavoro e che mi piace un sacco, anzi io l'adoro. Mi chiamo Giovanotti e faccio il DJ, non vado mai a dormire prima del 6.
Ti domando cosa devo fare, io ti domando cosa vorrai. Se tu sei triste quando sono allegro, voglio provare se alle cose che ti porterò sorriderai. Se poi ti regalo un fiore, non lo guardi, se ti regalo un fiore, vai via. Se poi ti regalo il sole, se ti regalo il sole, vai via. E se una volta ti domando un bacio, tu mi rispondi sempre di no. Baciarmi se ti senti triste, vorresti avere da me le cose che ormai non ho da darti più. Se poi mi domandi un fiore per un bacio, se tu mi chiedi un fiore per te, se tu mi domandi il sole per un bacio e tu mi richiedi il sole.
i Ridillo, che sono un gruppo fantastico. Questo viene da un disco da alcuni anni fa, Sol Assai Brillante, che sono tutti cover in italiano di grandi grandi canzoni funk e R&B. Sono molto, mi fanno sempre ridere. Sono un gruppo di ragazzi che esistono, vabbè, dal 91 credo che si sono, che sono nati, diciamo, e hanno vinto alcuni premi all'inizio della loro carriera, e ormai hanno un sacco di dischi e hanno fatto anche delle cose molto interessanti, anche con Gianni Morandi, con altre persone. E quindi un po' di funk lì. Poi invece prima Jovanotti con un po' di rap italiano, Gente della Notte. E adesso invece andiamo, torniamo a Milano da Federico Sirianni. O forse adesso mi sto, non so se mi ricordo bene se sia a Torino o a Milano, comunque dal nord Italia. Una canzone dal suo disco Dal Basso dei Cieli, Federico Sirianni, La Rosa Rossa.
Metti un silenzio appeso al tavolo di un bar, abbarbicato al barboncere nato striglia, che il cuor si strugge per l'amor che se ne va. Metti la luna che dall'alto se la ghigna, l'uretta blanco dal bancone serve spia, due cuba scuri al cinque un'altra caipirinha, qualcuno la divora con la fantasia. Il suo ragazzo veste una divisa blu, ride ubriaco di cerveza e margarita, ha una pistola presa al banco del balloon, ha tatuato il tuo nome sulle dita, sulle palpebre, sui fianchi, sopra una agave fiorita. Ha gettato un crocifisso in fondo al mare, aspettando sulla tolda per vederlo riaffiorare. Maria la Rossa sta abbracciata a un sicomoro e ha una collana d'ambra che non toglie mai, le unghie spezzate dall'incuria e dal lavoro, versa la vodka nel bicchiere della Sprite. Finito il turno arrotonda tarda sera, togliendo l'ultimo respiro agli operai, nella sua stanza ora sulla carrettera, dove fra le lenzuola navigano i guai. Ha tatuato il tuo nome sulle dita, sulle palpebre, sui fianchi, sopra una agave ferita. Ha gettato un crocifisso in fondo al mare, aspettando sulla tolda per vederlo respirare. Il suo fango verso sud, la pioggia batte addosso a un cuore innamorato, mosso dal vento come pianta di caucciù. Corre una bicicletta, perdi le parole, mentre il tramonto tunde il cielo di color. Sotto il vulcano tra tequila e guacamole, ai non se puede vivirsi in amor, ai non se puede vivirsi in amor.
On CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
That's right. You can always listen to our show's podcast live, or you can download them to your iPod or anything you'd like to do with them. Just go to citr.ca and click on the name of the show that you want to listen to, and you'll be able to see the podcasts for that show. Also, if you want to send a message to me, that's givetheboot@gmail.com, and also myspace.com/givetheboot if you want to check out the playlists for the show or links to musicians that I've played, like that last singer from Sardinia, Elena Ledda, from an album Amargura, and a track called Saneghe. Started off with Federico Siriani, Dal Basso dei Cieli is his album, his second album. He's a songwriter born in Genoa, but I believe he's now living in Milan, and he sort of came to prominence in the early 90s. I think in 93 he played at the Premio Tenco and had a song of his was noted as being a great, let's say, first track. And then in 94 he won the regional music prize in Liguria, which is the region where Genoa is located. And he has two albums, Onde Clandestine, out in 2002, and that one, Dal Basso dei Cieli, in 2006. So they have it, Federico Siriani, interesting character. I think he also writes as well, not just music, but words, in the sense of he's a writer, not just a songwriter. Anyway, enough about that. Oh, I've got some guitar playing for you now. Franco Morone, from an album, Popular Songs and Traditional Music of Italian Traditions, and it's called Mamma Mia, Dammi 100 Lire.
stato un bello guaglione, ca permanente con gente che chiede saliva, banana una pote fracchetta. Abbiati orna, piazza tanta, stava una bionda che ti stanta, giovane via che faceva le pazza, ma sotto la vesta delle bambine. E ci coglorna rinda la chiesa, scrive lo santa che faccia pesa, che era successo e carina con giorno una vecchia, se era stato piccolo. Se solfa per fare la spesa, ma se per certo trovo strozzino, miserò questo da così. E sto signore che a volte è lente, non sta dando non è studenta, fanno il suono guardata vicina, te ne attaccata, ma te che dico. Ministri e brevi di magistratura, sono per popolo una iettatura, capite bene. Ma se le strutta va per le
was Bacanapoli from their album Lost Souls, a group from Naples, Piazza Dante. And I'm just going to leave you with one long track here at the end of the show. It's 9:25, that's almost time to go. And I want to feature another beautiful track from this new CD that I received from Oscar del Barba, Ituar Trio, featuring Oscar on the beautiful Steinway piano, grand piano, Guido Bombardieri on clarinets and saxophones, Fausto Beccolossi on accordion, and a track written by Fausto called Marco, and I believe this is probably written for Oscar's son, who is called Marco. So that's all for Give Him the Boot from me today, and stick around though, because at 9:30 Bryce is here with Third Time's the Charm, and I'll see you guys all next week at 8 o'clock. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Buona giornata.